This was the action French authorities had been hoping to avoid.
The Toulouse gunman, suspected of killing seven people, has now been confirmed dead.
The police wanted to take him alive to question...
Toulouse shooting suspect died in an explosion of violence on the 22nd of March. Media reported the death of the alleged killer of French soldiers and Jewish children. The action of Mohamed Merah could worsen an already tense situation for Muslims in France. Attacks against Muslims went up 34% in 2011, according to the Observatory Against Islamophobia in France. For Kamel Kaptan, rector of Lyon Grand Mosque, Merah's killings has affected Islam's image.
Elle est stigmatisée depuis longtemps, mais là encore beaucoup plus.
The Muslim community has been stigmatized for a long time now, and it's now even worse. This event sheds light on the difficulties experienced by the Muslim religion. Plus, this situation shows that Muslims can also be the victims of terrorism, because you can't forget that Muslim soldiers were also targeted by this individual. Today, in the name of Islam, people carry out actions that are prejudicial to us all.
The Toulouse shootings also show the constant confusion made between Arabs and Muslims among media and politics. Speaking of the soldiers murdered by Merah, Nicolas Sarkozy said that two of them were Muslims, at least by appearance. Moroccan blogger and legal advisor Ibn Kafka confirms that such mixed-up discourse is common.
I think Islam has just another name for Algerians or North Africans. So in that sense, it's quite an old tradition, or at least a tradition that goes back to the war in Algeria.
The coverage of the Toulouse killings awakened France's complicated relationship with its immigrants. Media mentioned heavily the Algerian origins of the serial killer. Sarah Benissa, an Algerian woman living in Cornwall, denounces this attitude.
If someone who lives in France does a bad thing, we try to associate, to try to find out his origin or her origin, like from Arab countries. But when he's a nice person, like Zidane, a footballer, he's from France. He's French, not Algerian from the origins.
Why do you think the media are so keen to emphasize the fact that he is French but from Algeria?
I think they don't want to take the responsibilities, especially now with the elections.